Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, today's guest is Lisa Stellard. Lisa is dedicated to supporting women to reach their highest potential by tapping into their innate feminine qualities and gifts. She is a qualified counsellor and therapist and an intuitive energy healer. Lisa has worked as a counsellor in private practice and more recently as a business and life coach. She has also had an extensive career as a writer in journalism and PR. Her personal soul journey has been to uncover and resurrect her divine feminine. She is now committed to supporting emerging female leaders, coaches, and women working in health and well-being to awaken their divine feminine and welcome in the positive social change that this third evolution of the feminine will bring. Lisa currently presents a divine program online and offers coaching packages as well as energy healing sessions. She's recently been a finalist in the Women with Attitude Awards for her divine feminine program. So enjoy her wonderful story. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Leanne. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent, excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us about what's happening for you right now?
Sure. At the moment, I'm running a 9-week program. It's called the Divine Feminine Program. And it looks at all the different beautiful divine qualities that women have and how we can give ourselves permission to be feminine and tap into some really sort of deep, lovely, divine feminine qualities to take us higher and broader in our lives.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so there's 9 modules. We look at lots of different aspects of the feminine. Things like unconditional love is the basis of the feminine, and there's also a new paradigm, which is quite different to the masculine hierarchical structure. It's based on flow and one way in and one way out. So there's a beautiful new feminine paradigm and women just really relate to it and are so grateful to have something a little bit different as a framework to base their lives around. It's quite powerful. So that's quite exciting. So I introduced the labyrinth as the new feminine paradigm in the introductory module, the beginning. And then some of the other modules include unconditional love, and that's great for relationships, self-love. There's a lot of stuff around self-esteem and confidence building. We tap into how to really listen to your intuition and act on your intuition and how that builds confidence in yourself, self-trust. We look at feminine wisdom and how to share that feminine wisdom with others. We look at an abundance consciousness rather than a poverty consciousness, and that's very powerful. Yeah, and looking at all the lovely leadership qualities that women innately have and how they can how women make great leaders and how they can really bring the best out in others and help others reach their highest potential, which is what women really innately like to do. We really like to encourage and draw out the best in people. So lots of lovely leadership qualities all through the course as well for women that are on a journey to be emerging leaders. They're emerging into fantastic leaders at the moment. So, it's an absolute privilege and an honour to be working with some really amazing women who are on this incredible path to help and support others. And I'm just really honoured to be here to sort of walk beside them and support them on their journeys as they enter into leadership fields, coaching fields, and health and wellbeing fields. Yeah, it's quite exciting.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you've been, how you've got up to this point?
Yeah, it's been a lifelong journey, to be honest. Had a bit of a difficult childhood. My mum wasn't the greatest mum. And so at the age of 18 or 19, I just had this deep longing to uncover my feminine and find my feminine, which I knew was deep down buried inside, but I wasn't really accessing that. And so I had this urge to to find my feminine. And that's really been a thread that's been running through my life on a self-development level since that age. So where have you been? So I guess the other thing that I've experienced through my life is because I had a mother who was quite sort of overbearing, and I guess it was like living with a tiger in the house. You know, you hear that saying, you know, it's like living with a tiger in the house. Some mothers are pretty full on. And so my self-esteem was quite damaged, and I felt like I was constantly living underneath someone or not standing in my own power. So it's been a real journey to come back to my own power, and within that own power, it's really all about the beautiful feminine qualities that are now coming to the fore now that I've come through that.
So how did that play out with, say, jobs and things as you were going along?
Yeah, so I opted for a very difficult career. I opted for a career in journalism, and that's a pretty tough gig working in journalism. You've got really tight deadlines. You're working with major people like premiers and ministers and, you know, the big CEOs, the big names, and you're working in the media. So, it was very sort of tight deadlines, getting stories out really fast, having to have the confidence to stand in front of ministers and premiers and ask them questions and mayors and stuff like that. So I probably sort of just dropped into this kind of persona to deal with that. I became the journalist, in inverted commas, and just became that person while I was doing the job. And I think over the years I did grow into that confident person, but at the time it was this kind of persona that I put out there to cope with the job. And then I got into public relations, which is the other side of journalism. That's also pretty stressful because you need to represent a company. I was working in the mayor's office at Sydney City Council, and daily media would contact us and say, you know, what's going on? What's this? What's that? You know, you need to have to put the best front forward for the mayor or your company and speak to the media. And it was all very, high rotation and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was pretty stressful. It was pretty full on. And that's how it played out with having a fairly stressful mum, is that I attracted a fairly stressful job and often had bosses that were very on tight deadlines and had a bit of a short fuse. So it's interesting how you draw into your experience what you are used to. So that was kind of what happened to me, in my career. I was working for a state government organisation, answerable to a director and also answerable to the Premier's office and to the Minister for the Environment's office. And it was just me, and I wasn't given any extra staff. And after 3 years, I just completely burnt out. I just had chronic fatigue, and me and my family, my husband and my young child, moved to the Central Coast and went into sort of semi-retirement for 3 years because I'd literally burnt out my adrenals and had chronic fatigue and was finding it quite hard to function. So and that was another pivotal point in my life where the feminine came to the fore, and I rested and I hung out with mums and I sang jazz and did some counselling work 2 days a week, helped kids with sound play therapy, and it was really beautiful. It was just really dropping right into my feminine, and it was just a really lovely time in my life, actually.
So whatabouts was the tipping point for change for you then?
I think there's been a lot of change along the way. Like at the age of 18, that was pivotal. That was when I began my journey to find out as much as I could about any healing modalities whatsoever. So I'd been brought up in a church, and so prayer was a daily practice from about the age of 3. So I had quite a spiritual background, and that helped me through my childhood as well. And then when I got to the age of 18, I kind of got really upset with God because I just thought, you know, why is this all so hard, you know? And so I went searching for other things. So I looked into Jung, and I looked into art therapy and dream analysis and rebirthing and meditation and body work and all this kind of, I guess, alternative stuff. And that was really interesting and got a lot of benefit and a lot of healing out of that. And I've been on that healing journey ever since. I just love anything to do with spirituality or healing. So that was one of the turning points. But there was another really recent turning point as well. I was married for 26 years to a very lovely guy who was quite in his feminine. He was quite a feminine kind of a guy, and he nurtured me and helped me along the way and helped me heal from my childhood, and I also helped him. And when our kids came along, our relationship kind of went in a different direction, and we eventually separated 4 years ago. But we had a lovely 26-year-long marriage. So when I separated, I went back to the meditation. It's like, what do I do now, you know? And a big thing came up for me around, I'm going to have to forgive my mother completely. It was like I was in my early 50s and I'm going to have to completely forgive my mom. And I thought, I'm not even sure if that's possible. But, you know, I'll give it a go, because if something presents itself, I always say, okay, I'll do my best. I'll give this a really good shot. So it took a year of going through each year of my life up to the age of 21, which is when she died, to really dig deep with deep compassionate love for my mum and look underneath from an adult perspective about what she must have been going through at the time, and deeply understanding some of the things that were impacting on her, like her mother and how her mother adversely impacted on her. And also to look at the good things that happened to my life, you know, the good people that were around me, like my dad and my grandmother. So after a year, I thought it was only, I'd given myself 3 months, but it took a year. I got to the end of that forgiveness stage, and I had actually been able to absolutely fully forgive my mum to the deepest roots. And that was pretty amazing. And then I came out with quite a different perspective on her life. And it was a big shift, and it was massively freeing. So I feel truly free of that impact now. Mm. And that was a massive, massive turning point in my life, and a very recent one as well.
Yeah, sounds massive. So do you think there were like lightning bolts or slow rumbles that instigated you to make changes?
Yeah, I love that question, lightning bolts and slow rumbles. Probably it was a slow rumble from about the age of 18. And there were definitely lots of flashes of aha moments and, you know, all that lovely stuff that you get along the way. Yeah, a bit of a lightning bolt happened after that, after the forgiveness year. I went to a naturopath because I was having trouble with my metabolism. It just seemed to be switched off, just didn't seem to be working. And he uncovered that I had been living in fight or flight mode. So I had my stress reactor switched on and my day-to-day functioning mechanism in my brain switched off. And he said that meant that my metabolism was switched off. And so we got to the bottom of it, and he found that I'd had a identical twin sister in the womb at 3 months. And she passed away at 3 months, and that put me into shock when I was in the womb, and that turned my stress reactor on. So he's an amazing chiropractor, and he actually was able to turn my day-to-day functioning back on and turn the stress reactor off. And that was a lightning bulb moment in my life, because that's when the anxiety got switched off, because I'd been living in anxiety all my life, and that's when that stopped. So together with the forgiveness and that particular manipulation, I was ready to stand in my own power, do what I really loved, be myself, be answerable to myself, not be answerable to other people, to live the life that what made joy, and not having any dark clouds hanging over my head. So that was great, yeah.
Yeah. So have you had any challenges that make you feel like throwing in the towel in regards to your business?
I let people laughingly end. There's been so many challenges. Even today, you know, I just had to sit quietly and think, what are my priorities, you know. I ran my own business doing public relations, and I was answerable to clients, but I had clients. It wasn't my whole own entire business. And I did that successfully for 7 years. So I have run my own business for 7 years, but now I'm stepping into a business where I'm running my own business based on coaching and my Divine Feminine course, and that's another level altogether. When you're actually running your own business because it's your authentic purpose. I have the tools, but I'm quite an impatient person. And so, yeah, there's just those little challenges you experience along the way when you're going to set up a business from scratch. It's like giving birth to a baby. You've just got to be really patient, don't you, in the first year, and early businesses are very needy and takes a lot to get them up and running. But I'm sure after 2 or 3 years, things start to tick over and the business grows. So, yeah, it's got to bear that in mind. The first couple of years take quite a lot of effort.
Yeah, I love how you put that, like the birth of a baby. I love that. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision or out of necessity?
Yeah, the thing that keeps me putting my feet one step in front of the other is actually my two sons. My two sons really motivate me. They get me out of bed in the morning. They're what keeps me going. Yeah, I need to keep a roof over our head and feed the family. I'm a single mom now. And it's my two kids that keep me going, yeah. And yeah. So also at the moment coupled with the really great results I've been getting from my coaching clients, from the clients that have been doing the energy work that I offer and from the responses to my Divine Feminine course, I've been getting green light after green light, positive responses around the work that I've started to do, and that just spurs me on every time I get some encouragement, keeps me going as well.
Yeah. So do you have an ignition point where things have really started taking off?
I guess I have at the moment small ignition points. Mm. It would be really nice if something just blasted, but I haven't experienced that yet. But it's just the one step after the other, you know, taking the next step, getting good responses and taking the next step. So
what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
I have a bit of a vision that I'd like to be standing on a stage in front of a large audience and speaking.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd love that. I really enjoy speaking, and it would be awesome to be able to stand on stage and speak to an audience. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's have a change of pace. Let's do a speed round.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
Okay. I had to think about this before the interview. So I've probably got about 10 books going at the moment.
Wow.
I love books. If I could spend my whole life just reading books, I'd be a happy person. So
me too.
It's good, isn't it? So much to learn. So on one side of the bed, there's me, and the other side of the bed, there's all these books. So my latest one's been Bob Proctor, actually. So I've heard a lot about Bob Proctor. So I found this workbook when I was cleaning out my magazines, and it's about sales. So I'm looking at that workbook. That's been quite interesting. Another book that I'm really enjoying is by David Hawkins. And David Hawkins is the brains behind the levels of consciousness. And levels of consciousness are used in kinesiology. So that's a fascinating read. And he was quite an interesting person. He had a few near-death experiences, and he seemed to constantly be halfway between this world and the spirit world. It's a really interesting character. So a lot of really amazing insights in that book. Lots of others, Louise Hay, Alana Fairchild, Science and Health, which is by a lady called Mary Baccaretti, and The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and also another lady who I've just come across, Donna Eden, and she's the author of Energy Medicine. So really looking into all this amazing emotional release work and energy work and how that works. And really I think that's the way of the future for psychology, is this emotional release work that's coming through now. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, fascinating. Do you have a mentor figure who's helped you out the most?
Leanne, all through my life I've had mentors, and mentors have been so important to me. And at any given time I have quite a few mentors around me, and they've just made the hugest difference in my life. I love to surround myself with positive people. Leanne, you've given me some amazing support over the last 6 months, and I'm really grateful to you for that.
Thank you.
Been fantastic. So big shout out for Leanne on that one. And Vanessa Talbot's amazing. She's so inspiring. Her life's inspiring at the moment. Who else? There's one other. Know how to be a mental bank. Oh yeah, and Andrea Turner Boyce, and she's the founder of Women with Altitude, which is a networking group for women in Sydney. And she has the most beautiful soul and the most incredible heart, and she is real down to earth and just supports you every step of the way. So she's been amazing as well.
Oh, beautiful. Do you have a daily ritual that works best for you?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in silence listening. And in the morning I've added something to that practice. I used to just, you know, wake up and just lie in silence and just listen for any answers that bubble up. But recently I've added a few things to that, which is questions about the people that are really important to me. So my two sons, so I'll ask a question about my young son Max or my teenage son Jim. I'm bringing a few more people into the into that daily practice and getting some really nice simple answers. Like, for example, my 18-year-old son, I got the word respect. You need to respect him more. You know, he's growing up, respect him more. My younger son, it was just giving heaps and heaps of love. You know, so I get some nice clear answers now for people around me. So I guess it's like taking the emphasis off myself and just splitting up the attention a little bit more to others around and just sitting in silence and asking questions. So I also do some praying in the morning as well. My body's been a bit shaky lately, but when it wasn't shaky, I was doing yoga in the morning, and that was more powerful than I realized on so many different levels. It's like a physical meditation. And it was also amazingly beneficial for the body. So, yeah, yoga has got me through a lot of things in my life. And then I try and eat a healthy breakfast and get on with the rest of the day. So,
yeah, good start to the day. Yeah. What's your favourite food?
I love Japanese food and seafood. I was brought up by the beach, so I just love anything to do with the sea. So, yeah, they're my two favourite foods.
What about country or city? Which do you prefer to live in?
I've grown up in the city. I had a spell on the Central Coast, and I love the Central Coast, and I love getting away to the Central Coast. I like the buzz of the city, but I love the Central Coast. So, I'll probably end up retiring on the Central Coast, hopefully.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help make them change?
So, yeah, I was thinking about, okay, to make them change. I think it's more about doing what's right in front of you, living in the present moment and living one day at a time and doing what's right in front of you and doing it really well. If there's lessons to be learnt, learn from those lessons as well. But I think for me, it's like I'm usually presented with what I need for my personal growth and my journey one day at a time. And it's flowing with that instead of resisting. So I guess that's it, isn't it? It's about flowing instead of resisting. So if you can flow as much as you can and say yes to what's put in front of you and not want to be too far into the future and not want to dwell too far into the past, but just be in the present moment and flow with what's put right in front of you and try not to argue about it too much or be dragged kicking and screaming, which is sometimes what I do. Sometimes I think, I want to do this. If you can flow with it and be grateful for it and really embrace it and do what's right in front of you with love in your heart, I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah, I love that. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Yeah, I had a big think about this the other day, and the big thing I would have told myself is be calm, stop worrying, you know. Spend so much of my time worrying or wanting life to be different or wanting to be in the future or wanting something that I didn't have, and not just looking at what I had right in front of me and realizing that that was exactly what I needed at the time, you know. So just, you know, be calm. If you're 20 and you're starting uni or whatever, just be calm and don't worry and just do what's placed in front of you and do it well and with a loving attitude. That's my I wish I had been calm when I was younger. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Lisa. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Sure. So I'll hop onto my Facebook page. It's called Inspiring Females. Hop on if you want to send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Great.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.
Well, Igniters, I trust you enjoyed listening to the wonderfully supportive Lisa Stellard. She shares such heartfelt stories about her journey from growing up with a difficult mother to now being in the divine feminine and sharing that wisdom with others. You can find her on her Facebook page, Inspiring Females, or contact her via email at lisa@lisastellard.com. Also, for more information on myself, the podcast, or what I offer as an adventure coach, please go to ignitepodcast.com.